The Ministry for the Environment, and I am delighted to have the opportunity to be here today. First of all, I would like to highlight that as of the 6th of July 2023, Panama became the first Latin American country to accede to the Water Convention. This is why, at the international level, we are now starting to focus on mobilizing financial resources for the management of transboundary water resources in our country. So although we're just beginning, really, we can suggest a series of tools that could be used, including international funds and donors. And we can also speak about how to access specific international funds in order to finance projects in the field of transboundary water management. Another important point is public-private partnerships. This is an avenue that needs to be explored, as it could help fund projects too. The private sector can bring significant financial resources, and the public sector can offer organizational expertise. Equally important is the notion of climate funding. Generally speaking, whenever we speak of the management of water resources, there is always a link to be drawn with climate change. So climate funds and climate financing is also a tool that can be tapped. There are regional funds as well, but we need to develop specific national level funds for the management of transboundary resources too. These can mean that we ensure sustainable budgeting at the state level. And then, of course, there's technical training. Seeking technical assistance and technical training from international organizations or NGOs or development agencies is also important, because we can gain more specific skills, and help that can help